What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Ab podcast. Oh yeah, we're here with your host, fucking, because you gotta put them headphones out and put Peter's in your ears.
Had a chance for redemption and you fucked it up again.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better this time?
Yeah,
a lot better. Okay, good. I think I was using the AirPod Max headphones that I've been using, but they were dying, so I think that was the issue.
It's because Apple has terrible products.
I agree 100%.
No.
I've always been anti-Apple. You are aware of this.
Yeah, I know you are. But it's because you're contrarian. You have no reason to be.
Apple is a greedy, terrible company. They charge you. I mean, Samsung does the same thing now, so I can't talk too much shit.
All companies are greedy, terrible companies.
I agree. But no, I feel like Apple, for the most part, like, I feel like they, because they got away with so much shit, that's why other companies started following suit. Like, think about this. Okay, so who was the first company to stop putting, like, the power blocks with their phones? Apple, right? And if that wouldn't have worked, fucking Samsung wouldn't have started doing that shit.
Well, they stopped putting power blocks with their phone because there's outlets now that just are USB ports.
Yeah, but and that is more common, but it's not like everywhere. How many times have you needed to look for a fucking power block because you don't have one?
Yeah, plenty of times, but I'm just saying that's the reason.
Oh, I know, but it doesn't, you know. There's a lot of things like, okay. I've talked about this before, like, okay. If I download an audiobook, right? If I pay for this audiobook and download it to my laptop, to my phone, whatever, then I try to transfer that same file, one that I purchased, to let someone else utilize it on an iPhone, they can't use it because they haven't purchased it. You know what I mean? It's stupid. Also, check this out. As a matter of fact, the other day, this happened recently with a friend.
Did you link their iPhone as your primary? Did you try
that? No, it's just all it is an MP3 file or whatever, like just a fucking audio file. I just downloaded it. But check this out. So, a guy I know, he was trying to put a movie on to a display. He plugged his phone to the TV directly, like through an HDMI port, like an adapter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It showed his screen perfectly on the screen. He swiped to the movie, and as soon as he started hitting play on the movie, it said, you have not paid to watch films on this device or on this screen. Like, he could watch it on his phone, but he couldn't watch it on that screen because he didn't pay to watch it on that screen.
Huh.
I was like, I paid for the movie. He bought it from the iStore or Apple Store, whatever the fuck they call it now. He bought it from them, but because it wasn't a screen that's like part of his normal network, they wouldn't let him play it on that screen.
Huh.
And it's like, that's a movie he bought that he owns digitally. Like, he bought a digital. And see, that's why I'm like, you know, we've had this discussion where I'm more old school, where I like having physical copies of shit. If I had a physical copy of that, I could have just plugged it in and fucking, but no. And then, like, I like the fact that Apple was like, no, you didn't pay for this screen. So, but yeah, you bought the movie. You paid the fucking $20 for this movie, but you didn't pay to watch it on this screen. So, fuck you. That's why I'm like, fuck Apple.
Yeah, but it's still good stuff.
And on the heels of that, speaking of terrible fucking companies, Ubisoft execs say gamers need to get comfortable with not owning their games for subscriptions to take off.
Ubisoft said this?
Ubisoft said this. They want to start making games subscription based. So, like, you buy a game, You don't own that game. You just, you basically, it's a long-term rental for as long as you're paying for the service.
Yeah, they're full of shit. They don't know what they're
They
doing.
are. Yeah, right? Like, who the fuck? Like, I can understand, okay, if it's an MMORPG and you're like, or okay, maybe a monthly fee. You know, didn't World of Warcraft have charge a monthly fee for a while? Or don't they still do?
Sorry, say that again. Doesn't World of Warcraft what?
Charge a monthly fee?
Charge a monthly fee? I believe, yes.
Yeah, so for the game like that, where it's a game like you're continuously accessing it and it's updating constantly and shit like that.
I think it's
And
a
it's.
monthly fee and you pay for the expansions.
Yeah, I think it is. I think you're right. And that's pretty extreme, but I mean, I'll still allow that because again, it's solely online. You know what I mean? So I'll allow that. Like that's something okay. Like yeah, I'm paying, but
Plus, it's
like
like grandfathered in and they've been doing it for fucking.
exactly. They've been doing it forever.
It's inception, since its inception.
But what if GTA started doing that? What if GTA is like, oh, a monthly fee to play GTA Online?
I think people would.
I think they would too,
I think
which is
people
fun.
would. You'd probably hear a lot of people making a stink out of it, though.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, think about it, because we're like, okay, as a con well, as, well, PC is a little different, but as a console gamer, you're already paying for Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna pay an extra fee for a fucking game that you bought? Like, fuck you.
Right.
So like Ubisoft has been like they make some pretty great games, but they've been one of the like at the forefront of like greedy fucking marketing type shit.
Don't know, what's the last good game they've made?
I mean they said like the last Assassin's Creed, the Valhalla one was really good. Well I mean I've always been a fan of the Watch Dogs games. Supposedly the VR Assassin's Creed game is fucking amazing. I haven't played it because that's one of those games that's gonna make me nauseous as
I haven't heard
fuck.
anything good from Ubisoft in like the last 2 or 3 years.
It's been a minute. But I feel like they haven't really what's the last thing they wrote? Let me see. I'm gonna Google what Ubisoft's latest releases were.
And then even like Valhalla, what you're talking about, like I'm pretty sure everyone was shitting on it when it came out.
Prince of Persia: Lost Crown. Everyone's fucking loving that game.
Yeah, okay. That just came out like this week.
Yeah. Let me see here. Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora. A lot of people are saying good shit about that.
Oh, I forgot Avatar. Okay. All right. I guess.
Just Dance was a classic.
Just Dance is gay.
They are, but they're fun. I was gonna say something else. But yeah, fuck Ubisoft, and their greedy corporate ways, and fuck Apple and their greedy corporate Speaking of Prince of Persia, though, I was watching some gameplay of it, and I might end up getting it. It looks fucking really good. The gameplay looks fucking fun, and there's this dynamic in it that I kind of like that. Because, okay, I have a shitty fucking memory. I have a terrible fucking memory. I forget shit all the time, right? They have this feature they call memory tokens. Oh, excuse me. So, you know, in a lot of games like that, you might, like, you need an ability to be able to access it. Like, you're gonna come across this door and, like, oh, I can't open this door because I don't have this ability yet. I'll come back to it later, right? Then you finally unlock that ability and you forget all about that fucking door. Right? So this one, they have memory tokens. So what it'll do is you can like you use a memory token at the at those types of locations. And then when you unlock the ability that opens those areas, the memory tokens remind you, hey, now you can go back here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'm like, that's fucking brilliant.
there was a place that I couldn't get to. I wonder if this could do it, but I don't know where that is no
Yeah,
more.
exactly. Yeah, I don't remember where it was. Yeah, exactly. Like Dead Cells. That game's so fucking fun. But that one had ton of places like that. I was like, fuck, I finally got this ability. There was a place I needed to go to, and I can't remember where the fuck it was now. But yeah, so I do like that. The gameplay, the puzzles and the maps and the combat look fucking fun. I'm at the.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good from the trailers, from what I see. I haven't seen anything. I haven't looked it up since it came out.
No, I was actually watching some like just some gameplay of it recently. As a matter of fact, like this morning, it looked really good.
What else? You want to talk about Pal World?
Let's
Taking the
talk
world
about
by
it.
storm?
Taking the world by storm and pissing people on the internet off at the same time.
Fucking babies, that's what they are.
Dude, okay.
Game's
I mean,
awesome.
it's have you played it?
Yes. I've been
Yeah,
playing
nice.
it the past 2 days. It's fucking awesome.
That's awesome. It's PC only though, right?
No, it's on everything.
Oh, is it? Okay,
It
shit,
may
man.
not be on PlayStation yet.
Okay.
I don't know. Or maybe it is. But I know it is on PC and it is on Xbox.
Okay.
And it is early access, so it's like $30 or whatever.
Okay.
And then once it's full release, although the last game that this developer made never made it to full release, and that's why and people are saying they abandoned that previous game for this game.
Okay.
And then they're also saying that they're going to abandon this game for some sort of NFT game in the future that they've been talking about,
Oh, wow.
but I think it's probably not true
I mean, with the
if the
success.
game's as successful as it is now, and
Yeah,
if
there's no.
it keeps going, if they support it, it's going to be successful.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not on PlayStation yet. So it sold over 1 million copies in just 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. That is nuts. But with that success comes the haters. So this game has been described by everybody as Pokemon with guns.
Yeah, and
It's
that's a simplified version of it, yes.
Pokemans with guns. Oh, excuse me.
You're disgusting. You're disgusting.
That was bad. Yeah. But so I always say the internet, but it's really just Reddit. People are losing their fucking minds over this shit.
It's Reddit and
Like,
Twitter.
yeah, Reddit and Twitter, basically. People are just fucking like so upset that they're basically they what they're in their words are just completely ripping off the Pokemon designs. And like so like
Yeah, but to be fair, Pokemon is like running out of so many out of ideas already that they're basically just stealing designs from their own Pokemon. Like they're not really being very original with their stuff in the first place anymore.
I mean, that's true. I will 100% agree with that.
So it's like
Like
you can't really blame them for like having derivative looking Pokemon to their Pokemon.
yeah. But I mean, like I to be fair, some of them are pretty fucking blatant. Like there was one, let me see here. Where was it? It's I don't know the name of this one. But it's like a little dinosaur thing. And like it has it's like it's a combination of two different Pokemon. It's that one, I forget what it's called. I don't remember the names, especially the
Yeah,
newer
but if
fucking
it's a
Pokemon.
combination of two different Pokemon, it's not blatant, is
I mean, no. Like it's legit
it?
straight up like the fucking like the dinosaur with the antennas and the flower on its neck. You know what I'm talking about?
Meganium?
I don't know. I don't know the new Pokemon names.
That's not the new Pokemon. That's a Johto Pokemon, dog.
Yeah, well, I mean,
It's not new.
to be fair, the last Pokemon game I really played was like fucking like Silver or Gold or. So
Yeah,
yeah.
that's the game. That's the games that you should,
Yeah,
that
but I didn't finish those ones. Like the last, okay, the last
it's
Pokemon game
the
I actually,
starter. It's the grass starter.
the last one I actually finished was Yellow.
Okay.
That's probably the last Pokemon game I've actually finished.
Dang, bro, you're like 70 years old. I didn't know that.
Seriously, like that's fucking like. I think I was more into the cards than I was the games, which is weird. But yeah, it's that one. And then there goes what's the other one? Lilligant. It's got a big flower on his head.
Uh huh. You know
well,
Lilligant, but you don't know Meganium.
Well, because the only reason I know it is because they actually put the name of that Pokemon in this fucking post. But it's like literally it's that flower from that Pokemon's head on just on that other Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they did. It's the same shit. They just moved the flower over.
All right. Well, the game is it's not necessary. It is Pokemon. There are guns present, but you won't get the guns for quite some time. Is the thing.
So how do you get the guns?
So the game is essentially Ark.
Okay.
It's a survival game. You just mm-hmm. you spawn in. You're naked, and you gotta get supplies, get wood, stone, make pickaxes and axes mm-hmm. to chop down your wood. You make a base, and then you upgrade that base. And as you level up, you unlock more things that you can craft. And you can craft your first gun, which is a musket,
at okay.
level 21.
Okay.
So that's essentially how you get guns. And then you go around fucking up Pokemon, leveling up.
Or you just shoot the Pokemon? Or the pals? You shoot the pals?
Yeah, so you most of the time you're going to get once you catch a pal, you're just going to the pals do more damage to than you're going to do with your weapons.
Okay.
So you're really just commanding the Pokemon to attack, and then you're throwing a ball at them to capture them or just kill them outright.
Okay. Are you actually throwing a ball at them? Like a fucking Pokeball?
Yeah, it looks like a Legend of Zelda Pokeball.
That's fucking like, awesome.
Yeah, it looks like Sheikah technology from Zelda, and you're just throwing a Pokeball at it.
That's like couldn't even take like it could have been a box. It could have been a fucking
No, balls are ergonomic.
It had to be a ball. I mean, yeah
they're ergonomic for throwing. You can't.
It could have been a disc.
A cube is awkward.
You could throw a disc.
Yeah, but then where you there's no like capturing mechanism in a disc.
I mean, there's no fucking capturing mechanism in a ball.
Yeah, it does because it opens up and it shoots out a beam and then it puts it in the bowl.
It can digitally store the fucking pal on a card.
That's Digimon.
Yes. See, I mean, they could have stolen from both.
Well, so if we're gonna talk about everything they stole from. So yeah, they stole from Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
They're taking from Pokemon, obviously. And then there's a little bit of Ark and like whatever survival game you want to think of.
Like Conan.
Yeah. But I think Ark is probably the most like similar just because like replace the dinosaurs of Pokemon and it is Ark, right?
Okay, yeah.
Like you can ride the Pokemon, you can ride them, and then there's some that you could build a special mount for them, uh-huh. and they'll be like on your shoulder, and they'll shoot stuff with you, or they'll or like there's a Firefox and it's a flamethrower, and you're just holding it.
Nice,
it's a lot of fun, and then there's bosses. You can fight the bosses and you can capture the I guess they're dungeon bosses.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also sort of like gyms, like there's like five gyms or towers that you go to, and yeah, I think that's like the main objective of the game.
To get all the badges.
Yeah, so to speak.
That's fucking awesome. Dude, it's funny though, because like, it was it you or Michael that sent that video about the Digimon with guns or the Digimon of all evolutions?
I sent it this morning.
You said that? Okay. So the one, the dragon's like, is just a bunch of fucking guns.
Yeah, Gundramon.
It's just fucking guns.
It's 40 guns made into a vague shape of a dragon.
That's what I picture when I keep thinking of this game. I just picture just fucking Pokemon just made out of guns.
Made out of guns.
Or it's like Squirtle, but like instead of squirting water, he just has this giant fucking artillery cannons on his back.
Yeah. The game's fucked up too, because you could like butcher your pals that you catch.
Oh, like, nice!
And then you just use them as materials, because they'll drop like meat or leather and wool and stuff like that that you can use for crafting.
Nice. So it's more realistic than freaking.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more heavy-handed in like the fucked up aspects of it.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Yeah, I mean, because think about that. I mean, if Pokemon were real, people would eat them. People would utilize, you know, people would do, like, okay, have you seen that video? I don't know. Again, I don't know the name of the Pokemon. It's like some plant-based lizard Pokemon thing. And, like, the person, like, they chop it up and it has, like, these little spikes on the neck. They pick the spikes off. They, like, they chop it up to make food out of it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's a full-on video of them just, like, kind of, like, preparing this Pokemon to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what the fuck? Like when you see it, it's like, I mean, yeah, that's how you would do it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. Now you can capture other humans in the world too.
Oh, nice.
So you could just have like Joe. So there's some guy named Joe. And he's not good as a pal in any form, but you could do it. And you can butcher him.
That's fucking cool.
Fucking thing really fucked up.
Joe, I choose you. Some guy.
Yeah, it's just some guy. Usually it's like you're the enemy people. So it's like, there's so far we've seen like three or four different factions, but there's like, I forget what they're called, I forget what the first one's called, the like easier guys are called, but then like the pal activists, and they're like PETA, but they're still like, but they're just like capturing stuff for themselves.
Oh my god, that's fucking awesome. I feel like that's what PETA does in real life. They fucking claim they like animals, but they're just assholes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm surprised PETA hasn't said shit about this game.
I don't know if PETA has, but someone tried to be like, oh, this game would be good if it didn't focus so heavily on animal cruelty and abuse.
Oh, my God.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut up.
Let people have fun.
Yeah. It's like you're now at this point, you're looking for something to complain about. Freaking way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it comes to PlayStation, I'll check it out. That's, you know what? I'm very much considering getting a PC. Just because there are, I wouldn't say a lot of games that I'm missing out on that I'm really interested in playing, but there's enough where I'm like, you know what? I might bite the bullet and do it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this sounds like a game that I would want to play.
Yeah, definitely, as long as they support, if they keep supporting it, definitely it's going to be, this is going to be a good game. It's already a good game out the box.
Yeah.
There are the main things is, like, building your base is kind of clunky once you start, like, building walls and stuff around your thing. Because I guess there's like the triangle pieces are just broken. You can't use them properly, so you have to use only square. And I think we had to use like just doors all the way around the entire thing.
Nice.
And then if you build like on a kind of, you have to kind of find like a flat land. Or else you might risk certain things you build being like clipping into the ground, and they won't like you won't be able to interact with it.
Yeah, see, that was an issue I was running into. Remember, I think we talked about this on the show with Lego, not Lego Minecraft, Lego Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there were certain things where, like, because you can't flatten the ground. So, like, if you're trying to build, I'm trying to put this house here because it's already a pre-made house. trying to put it down, but like the ground is a hill. And so like right. part of the house goes into the hill. I can't put it here. So I try to build a platform to make it even, but now it's still clipping. So it's like, it just won't let you do it.
Yeah. I made my guy look as derpy as possible.
Nice. Okay, so now for the big question. Does it have the penis slider?
No. No, it's a PG-13.
Okay, so no
arc survival, not an R.
Okay, so no penis slider.
Yeah, yeah, it's basically all the customization of arc just without the dick.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Like okay, it's very similar. You could just like make your guy like super thick. So you're just like fucking Johnny Bravo and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you can make him super wide shouldered and like have no legs. Still walking around.
He always skips leg day. Leg day, never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Why would you want to work out your legs? You walk all day. That's your workout.
Exactly. Oh, shit. I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to figure out a way to check it out. At the very least, I'll go to your house and check it out. Speaking of games that are hot and selling out, I don't know how this happened because we're already in 2024, but apparently Hogwarts Legacy beats Modern Warfare 3 as best-selling game of 2023.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which was a trip to me, like, considering that. But see, you got to think about it. Like, when did Call of Duty come out? November?
Right. November.
So, and Hogwarts came out, you know, like.
March, I think.
Yeah. So it basically had a full year, whereas Call of Duty had, you know, fucking 2 months.
What was the difference, though?
Let me see here. It doesn't say. Let me see if I can find it. I really like that game.
What game?
Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh, all of a sudden.
No, I did. I liked it, but I feel like, oh, so it came out in February. So it literally had the whole year.
Oh, you said February?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it had 9 months. You said you couldn't find the.
I'm trying to find it right here to see.
Because I bet it's close, and then it's just like
I would imagine.
Like Call of Duty just did what Hogwarts Legacy did in fucking a third of the time.
Right. Hogwarts Legacy sold 22 million copies globally in 2023. Spider-Man 2 sold more than 5 million copies in 11 days. Let's see. It doesn't say. Why the fuck don't they say? Why are they putting Spider-Man 2 in there? I was reading down the list, like thinking, okay, well, they'll get to call it. No, they don't. The headline literally reads.
I think nobody just talks about Call of Duty because everyone knows, like, yeah, they're up there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be up there.
So, well, Spider-Man 2 became the fastest selling game of the year with the 5 million copies.
Mm-hmm. I think just to go back to Power World, just because on sales, I think they're the fastest selling game of all time on Steam.
Yeah, I believe it.
I think I don't know if that's true, but I heard that on some YouTube video talking about it.
I mean, it's how many fucking million copies? It's
past 2 million at this point. I know that.
It was 1 million copies in 8 hours. So, I mean.
Yeah, it was 2 million as of yesterday. I don't know what it is at this very second.
Yeah. Okay, so the reason they don't have the numbers for Call of Duty is because they don't share their sales numbers.
Oh, I see.
So then how do we know that they've broken
it? Yeah, how do you know? I was told it.
It's like, okay, well.
It's It's a bullshit headline. They're just like, yeah, Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah.
Did the thing.
Because people are forgetting about Hogwarts Legacy now, so. So now people that didn't buy it are like, huh. I mean, there must be something to it. They beat Call of Duty. Let me go check this game out. Fucking IGN. Oh, God. Speaking of Call of Duty. So. Oh, God. So last night, I was on Call of Duty. Just, I was on late. And, you know, okay. I don't get why people do this. Like, when you're playing and, like, okay, you're not adding anything to the chat. You're, like, because with the PlayStation players, their mic is in the controller, unless they have a headset, right?
Uh-huh.
And these people keep themselves unmuted, so you can hear all the fucking background noise from their house, all the background noise from the, like, you hear their game sounds, you hear everything, right?
Yeah.
And it's annoying as shit.
My favorite is the ones with the controller and the mic, and they have it on, and they're just going like this.
Yeah, that's all you hear. Yep, exactly. and then you hear the echo of the what's it?
The haptics. Oh, the haptics.
or no, you hear the call outs, like, you know, like, oh, enemy scatter mine place. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? You hear this shit like echoed. But so last night I'm playing, and I hear, like, this guy, all you hear, like, you don't hear him talking, but you hear the game sounds, you hear the clacking, you hear all that. Then all of a sudden you hear, Jesus Christ, John, you're still fucking playing? It's 3 a.m. And the guy proceeds, it was his wife coming out and finding him still playing the game. And then he proceeds to argue with his wife about the game. And they just, they were arguing the whole time till all of us, because I don't know if he put his controller, I'm assuming he put his controller down, because he ended up getting kicked for inactivity.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it's a good, you know, you hear a good 5 minutes of their argument before so-and-so kicked for inactivity. But, like, just the way, just all of a sudden, it's just, Jesus Christ, John, you're still playing this goddamn game? It's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then everybody, because all, like, everybody had their shit on mute for that, for the most part. And all of a sudden you hear, God damn it, John, we told you to get off hours. And just the whole fucking lobby just started going off on John and fucking not getting
off. Yeah, that's why I hate when one of my parents come in and they just say hi when I'm playing. I'm like, I'm not muted. People can hear you. And they will pick out any little thing. Just stop.
There was one the other day. The guy was like, "Yeah, I'll take my pasta on the side." And everyone, like, I unmuted pasta on the side. What the fuck you mean on the side?
You gotta mix that shit up, bro.
It's like, yeah, everybody knows pasta doesn't go on the side. That's a main course. The whole lobby shitting on the guy for getting passed on the side. I think on that note, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back after a word from our sponsor. Sure. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Petering Out Podcast.
Oh yeah, we're back. You know, I was going to bring something up that recently came across my timeline. You know, Google Photos. You get kind of like Facebook memories, or like, you know, in the Instagram memories or whatever, where like Google, like, like in the photos, like you'll get an alert saying, hey, take a look back at today, 10 years ago. Uh-huh. And I believe it was Monday. 10 years ago on Monday was the first FatCon.
Oh, okay.
That's how long we've been doing this goddamn show. So, because FatCon, that first FatCon, was like our first year of doing the show.
Yeah, I think so, right? Or probably like the second, right?
Or it might be the, yeah, you're right. It might be the second year. Actually, yeah, you're right, because it was. I think we started doing it right before. Yeah, so it would be the second year. And yeah, so I was tripping out on it. Like we had a booth. Remember? Well, it wasn't even our booth. It was oh my god,
hey, whose booth was it?
It was Church's booth. I can't remember the name of his Project Gusto. Project Gusto's booth.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we were hanging out with them. The blue guy, when he was still doing the show, he was there. He was making drawings and handing them out, and signing them, getting people to like. Because we didn't have no flyers, It was our first like convention where, like I said, it wasn't our booth. We were just there hanging out at the booth, and we kind of just took over. Like because he was there selling shirts.
Uh huh.
But like no one, like people would ask him, like, "What's Project Gusto?" And it's just like it's kind of a thing that I'm doing.
That's it.
I got shirts if you want them. They're just shirts. They yeah, say Project Gusto one.
Graphic design or
it's that too. Yeah. It's you know, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Are you just a t-shirt business or
no? We got artists. What are the artists doing? Well, they're doing stuff. You know, they're drawing.
They just draw. What is it? Just coloring corner? Is it?
I think what he meant Project Gusto to be initially was supposed to be a kind of like he wanted to have his own podcast. He wanted to have a production. Like it was meant to be like an overarching like, like we do a bit of everything kind of thing. And like, we worked with them for a while. Like you know he was promoting our stuff on his page and you know we were promoting his stuff. But it all kind of just like fell off after a while. But yeah, so it was them 10 years ago. It was at the Dave and Buster's. And it was just that tiny room. Remember, like the because remember the second year was at Dave and Buster's as well, but it was that little room and the whole like side.
Yeah, that's but right. The first time year, it was side, right?
And that's when we had the Sub-Zero chick.
The Sub-Zero chick, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the first year it was just that tiny room, and we were just there. Church was slanging T-shirts, and the blue guy was fucking. Signing shit. It was a good fucking time.
Yeah, I came a little late on that one. I think I came with Michael that time.
You got Michael showed up like near the end of it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I remember we got drinks. We got drinks and we were just walking around.
Just walking around. Yep, I remember. This shit was fun. And I was like, it was so unorganized. We just walked in. Yeah, we're with Project Gusto. They're like, who? Like that booth? And they're like, okay.
Whatever you say. Nobody knows what Project Gusto is. If you're here for them, that's the must be.
Yeah, basically. Oh man. Yeah, I think they only did the con for 2 years, and like after that, like I think because they didn't do well. Because they bought, so they were a pretty big. It was like comic book. It was a comic book shop.
Uh-huh.
They had collectibles and shit, and they had a pretty big shop. They bought it was an old Hollywood Video. They made it. They bought it out and had their store there.
Uh-huh.
And then like after that second year of Project, after the second year of the FatCon, they moved to a much smaller location, and they were only comic books after that.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, maybe they went too big. They felt like they went too big.
Maybe.
I realized it.
But
I think I've seen a Fat Collectibles on, I think it's Lambert?
I think it is on Lambert, yeah. I think that's their last location.
Okay.
Because they had one in Anaheim, they had one in Garden Grove, and then they had that one in with La Habra.
Yeah. Yeah, it's either Lambert or Imperial, one or the other. But
actually, no. I think it's Imperial. It's like if you're on Euclid and you make a right on Imperial, it's like right there. Like if you're heading towards Harbor,
Euclid. Oh, if you're coming from your old apartment,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, so if you're coming from Whittier,
yeah,
heading towards Harbor, that's where it's on that street.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I know where it's. I know which one you're talking about. I mean, it was a cool spot. They were really cool people. I really enjoyed the Fat Cons because they were small, but they were like, they were kind of close knit. Everybody was there was like, oh fuck, like we're like with bigger cons, like with Anime Expo, for example, like. It's just, but like, yes, like people. There are people that like find their people there,
yeah,
kind of thing. But when it's just when the smaller cons, like Fat Con, or like remember the Cosplay Expo we went to,
mm-hmm,
so like the very like the, that was like the very first one we went to.
Some of the Long Beach one.
No, at Frankenstein's before they moved to where they're at now.
Oh yeah.
Like that's where the Cuddle Me So Hard, the Cuddle You So Hard shit.
Yeah.
Picture came from.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened at that one.
yeah. Like it's PG. Oh, I can forget about Megan PG. Man, fuck that bitch. She looks terrible now too, so good. but like those smaller cons like that, they were, it's like everyone was there, like we're all here because we're all trying to come up together. We're all trying to do something and like we can get into these small cons. You know, so everyone kind of, there was more of a community in those.
Yeah.
I feel like. Whereas, like, with the big cons, it's all commercial. It's all, like, you have to be a big name to be there. You have to be,
you know, that's true.
Like, when, at Anime, what's her name? Jenilyn Miyari was there. And it's like, she's a fairly big name. But, like, you saw that, like, her booth was, like, this fucking little nothing booth. It was just her and her pictures.
Well, because that's, well, how big of a booth does she need? She just...
No, I know. Just... No, I, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
And it wasn't even her booth. She was just there for doing it for... It's like...
Oh, I thought it was your booth.
It's like some company is like hiring her to basically bring people in.
I don't know. I don't know why that was her booth.
What's her name with Gamer Seps? The...
Yeah, the other... The, yeah.
Yeah, like I think if she really wanted to, she could just like walk around and just start giving it and take pictures of people. If that was the goal, okay. Right?
Yeah.
But the whole thing, yeah. I think that company is like, yeah, you could have like a photo booth thing here, and then we'll also pass out our cards and stuff, and then it's like a mutual beneficial thing, right?
Yeah.
And we pay you.
I get what you're saying. But yeah, no, I kind of miss it because when was the last? I haven't seen a small con in forever. I think what the smallest con that I've seen lately, and they're not even a small con anymore. They're fucking massive. Is and like Anime Riverside or Anime Pasadena.
Yeah,
they're not to the size of Anime Expo, but they're not like 100% mainstream yet.
Right.
But they have a Vegas one now too. Now they have Anime Vegas.
Oh really?
Yeah. What? I think it went. I think it was this weekend.
Oh, I saw. That says yeah. Pasadena was good. The Pasadena one was cool.
Yeah. I wanted to go, but I've always heard it's good. I want to go. I'm definitely going to Riverside this year.
When's that?
I think
one?
It's in March. I think it's in March. You know, as a matter of fact, let me see. Anime Riverside 2024. Oh, it's in June. That was way off. But yeah, I want to go to that one.
Yeah, maybe. I might be interested in that one.
Yeah, I think the next time too. I want to start. I have all the flyers. I just need to cut them. Start handing them out.
Oh, okay.
We need to start promoting it again. And we were fucking. I mean, we had a fucking decent following. None of the new followers know, unless they're the OGs like me.
Yeah. It's because all our current watchers are gatekeepers. They don't want anyone else to watch it.
Exactly. That's what it is.
We're your special. We're your special podcast. We know. Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But share us with your friends. Come on, man. Don't keep us your dirty little secret. um. Oh, shit. Okay, so I have another Call of Duty story. And so I have one that happened to me personally, and then I have one that is based on. So Call of Duty anti-cheat tech will close a game if mouse and keyboard players use aim assist.
Yeah, so
there was a third-party app, right, that let you make it think you were using a controller or whatever.
Yeah, there was a week ago, some a pretty popular YouTuber put out a video about it.
Yeah,
it's basically the same thing as Acronis and Zim, but just it's just software in a computer.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what that is. It's just to counteract that.
Yeah, but dude, I still haven't turned it off yet. Crossplay. Normally, I turn off crossplay because of the cheaters. I had one. I was playing. I don't normally play ranked, and for whatever reason, I decided to just jump on ranked.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the kill cams, and this dude was so blatant. You know how they changed up ghosts for this one, right? Where you have to be moving.
Yeah.
But they added the assassin vest. The assassin vest, it's basically ghost, and it doesn't. You don't have to be. You can be stationary, and it doesn't affect. Doesn't show you off. And so that's what I was running. I was running that. So because if you run that plus the ghost camo thing, it gives you you're invisible to the UAVs, and it gives you so you're invisible. It's like cold blooded basically. So it's ghost and cold blooded together.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just run cold blooded?
Because I forget why. There's another added perk with foreign impulse, and I forget what it is at the moment.
Mm.
But so that's what I was running. And it's the, what's it, Karachi map? And okay. There's that hotel lobby part. And I'm in the hotel lobby. And I'm not camping, but I'm kind of just watching this window. And then all of a sudden, this dude just comes out of nowhere and fucking lights me up. Then when I watch the kill cam back, he's shooting at me through the wall. Obviously, like I said, you can't see me through his radar. I don't know. I don't think there was a UAV active, but I know there was no way he knew I was there. But he's shooting exactly where I was at through the wall. And then when that doesn't work, he walks around but he has a sight, his sights are on the spot where I'm at. The entire time, so he's strafing in and keeping his sights on that same location, exactly where I was at.
Oh, okay.
And anytime he killed me, that's what it was like. It was like he was locked onto where I was at, and he would just strafe over and then kill me. And I was like, dude. So I reported his ass, and I got the successful report notification of it. But I was like, supposedly this Ricochet cheat system software is supposed to be super advanced and catch all this shit. But
no, it's not.
It's not at all.
The issue is a lot of the Ricochet stuff is not actually banning people, right? Like, it's not actually banning anybody that it's suspecting cheating. It's just fucking with their game.
Ah, okay.
What they do.
Yeah.
With the people with that software, it's not banning them. It's just closing the software.
Yeah.
So now they have to uninstall it. And then once they play the game again, uninstalled, they should be fine. It's not going to close the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was like the people who get caught cheating and they are parachuting and their parachute won't open and they splat on the ground. Like, it's not a ban, but they're...
It's not a ban. It's just fucking with them, yeah. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I mean, it seems like... It sounds like... It'd be frustrating, but all they do is just uninstall and go back and then, reinstall it again until they get caught again.
Yeah.
The one thing I found out that recently, and I've been doing this a lot, I feel like I feel like a dick for it sometimes, but most of the time, no, because it's like, when people are just blasting shitty music, for no fucking reason?
Yeah.
And it's all just muffled and blah, 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 blah. But if you could hear a couple cuss words in it, you can report it. And then they get.
I know. Yeah, my friend is He gets combanned every fucking day, and he doesn't do anything. He's just minding his own business, and he gets combanned.
That's funny. Is he bumping music all the time, or is that...
No, he's not doing anything. He just gets hit with combans every day.
Oh my god, that's funny. But no, anytime I hear someone playing, especially if it's like they're just blasting it super loud, like, you know what, fuck you. Mute your fucking mic, piece of shit. So I've been reporting people. Now that I know that you can report that, I'm like, eh, reported.
Yeah, you can report them for any little thing. If you report them for language, yeah.
Yeah.
You can, so but it's not doing any, it's not truly doing anything. It's just muting.
It's just muting them, yeah, I know.
It's just muting them, and then anybody who wants to unmute them can unmute them. Like, they can't do it.
No, but you know what? No, because I've tried, because after you told me about that, I've seen certain people that, like, they come into the lobby muted, and I try to unmute them, and it won't let me.
Like, that's just... probably people who have just like lobby turned off. Like,
oh, maybe, okay. That makes sense then.
But if you go in and they're auto, if you have like the open lobby chat,
yeah,
and somebody's just muted outright and you can mute them, they're combat.
They're combat. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. On to a completely different topic. Did you see this one about the VR anime high school where you can get a real diploma?
Nope, never heard of it.
So Japan has opened the first VR anime high school that you can get a real diploma. This is officially recognized and accredited school in Japan.
Everyone graduating is just a fucking 12-year-old cat girl or what?
Basically, yeah. But you know what? It's one step closer to Ready Player One. Fucking Ready Player One, like, what they did was, like, the public school, in the future, the public school system is so overcrowded and bad that the government allows VR school. So, I mean, like, we're already doing remote schools because of COVID, you know? But now this is a full-on VR school. They in the Oasis, they didn't let them do anime stuff. Like, it was basically you were a default avatar while you were in school, and then once you were out of the school's like area, then you could go back to your whatever avatar you had. But this is a full-on anime fucking VR school.
Yeah,
I feel like that's, I mean, it's kind of, and the school is providing the VR equipment for free. So you can attend, even if you're not in Japan, you can attend from overseas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, but then is it just going to be a Japanese teacher?
That's I'm assuming, but I mean, there might be translation software, or you might have to learn. I mean, because I know, like, right now, like, even schools in California, we have what they call dual language immersion schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start at kindergarten. Yeah, you start at kindergarten, and what it is, so, like, for example, if you're doing Spanish dual language or Korean, the first year of your school, 90% of your education is going to be in that second language. So you're going to, like, all your paperwork, all your homework, everything is going to be in Spanish. All your instructions are going to be, 90% of it is going to be in Spanish.
Yeah.
And then, like, as you become, like, and you continue on that path until you're a senior in high school. By the time you're a senior in high school, it's about 50-50.
Okay.
But it's because you're forced to learn the language if you want to be able to stay in the classes.
Yeah, but I think that's always... I have a feeling that's something that's specific to America.
But, I mean, think about things like if you're forced to learn Japanese because you're attending a Japanese school...
Right. Well, I'm just thinking that, like, because Japan, it's not like their thing, right? It's not like their thing to have, like, the, you know, the melting
outsiders. Yeah.
Right. So I have a feeling I would just assume that they don't care, right? They're not gonna. They wouldn't invest like that level of.
Oh yeah. No. I'm sure it's like if you don't understand Japanese, and you're trying to attend a Japanese school. They're going to fail you the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be cobbling. But I mean, it's still kind of, I feel like it's, I can see where it could be a distraction, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, I got my avatar. I'm going to go to Japanese school and I'm going to be sitting here learning certain Japanese.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, if it's VR and you have to be sitting in like a VR classroom, it's going to be the same. It'll probably be the same. You're just like some kooky character.
Yeah, basically.
Unless they just don't let you be a kooky character.
No, the screenshots that they were showing of the VR, like, no, it's full on, like you said, it's full on cat girls and fucking, like, yeah, it's full on, it's an anime fucking high school. And everyone's trying to be a main character.
Right.
There's no generic, it's like if every main character from an anime was in the same class, as opposed to just the one main character and everyone else being generic ass.
Blue, yeah, you got fucking Goku and Naruto. And...
yep, it's all colorful hair. Yep. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a cool concept. I mean, if it works, it works.
It'd be interesting if it takes off, yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. What else do we got? Indiana Jones and the Great Circle.
What do you think about that name?
It sounds dirty. I think Indiana Jones is all up in that Great Circle.
But don't you think the name sounds a little basic compared to...
Oh, yeah, no, it's the Temple of Doom, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah,
exactly. Great Circle, yeah.
Kingdom of the Lost Skull or Crystal Skull or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, it sounds like a Magic School Bus episode. Yeah. Or like a Charlie Brown. It's the Great Circle, Charlie Brown. Yeah, no, it does sound pretty basic. But fucking what I've seen of the gameplay in the trailer, it looks fucking sick. I like the fact that they're doing the first person because it makes it not a fucking Uncharted clone.
But doesn't it though?
How do you figure? I mean,
does changing it first person really change anything?
Yeah, it does. I feel like because it changes the gameplay significantly.
I don't know if it does. If it's the same idea. If it's still like he's climbing around like a bunch of stuff, he's whipping rocks and ground. It's just the same, but just in first person. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, it is, but it's in first person and it's like a branded, like a known universe. It's just unfortunate.
I think it'll be a good game. I'm sure. It has potential to be a good game, at least. But like these people who are so relieved that it's a first person, and it won't be like an Uncharted. It seems like
I think it's like
an Uncharted.
Yeah, yeah. Or, I mean, yeah. But I mean, I feel like it makes it different enough that it's like people are gonna be like, "Oh, it's just Uncharted. It's just Uncharted with a different skin." Because it does. I feel like it makes it a little bit different.
Right.
What was I gonna say? But yeah, the gameplay looks great. The cinematics. I mean, it's still early, right? Or no?
Sorry, what?
The footage we've seen is still pretty early, right? Because like some of the animations, like where when they're talking to each other, they look a little stiff.
Uh-huh.
Like the action animations are great. It's just some of the like the interactions, like the like when they're talking, it's like they look a little stiff. What I was tripping out on is fucking Troy Baker is doing the voice of Indiana Jones.
He does like so many voices. So I don't
know. Yeah, I know, but I guess Harrison Ford, like.
You're not gonna get old Harrison Ford to do that.
Yeah, no, not at all. I get that, but I was just like when I heard it, I was like, "Fuck!" I didn't before I knew it was Troy Baker. I was like, "Fuck, that sounds really good." Like I was like, "Is it Harrison Ford?" And then like I saw the story. I was like, "Holy shit, it's not." That's really fucking good. Like, if I wouldn't have known, if I wouldn't have seen that other story, I would have just assumed it was Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Or AI. let me see. What else? But yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. This story here, I'm not sure how I feel about it. You know the game series Until Dawn? It's basically a choose your own adventure horror movie. There's not like there's gameplay elements to it, but it's not really like you're not controlling the character, right? It's just you're selecting left or right, or should I go this way? Should I go that way? Like, I mean, I think there are some sections where you control the character, but for the most part, it's just like, should I run this way or should I run that way? Should I pick up this knife or should I leave it behind? Kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing it from different characters' perspectives, which is like that's part of the appeal. You're seeing everyone's perspective on the same story. So like you can play one playthrough through one character's eyes, the entire setting, and then you can do it like you can play through each character's perspective, basically, right?
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, they're deciding to make a movie.
Right.
And it's like, how are you going to do that? Because like the whole,
we'll just follow three different several characters,
I guess.
And they have like an idea that like in their minds there's a canon like thing of events.
Yeah, there's a canon storyline. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess, but I feel like, but like I said, like the appeal of that is like. Like, okay, so I remember, like, it was sometime in the early 90s that they were testing this, where you would go to a movie theater, right? And you're going to watch this movie. And while you're watching the movie, then you're going to have a remote. And on the remote, it's going to have four buttons, A, B, C, or D. And everyone in the theater, you're going to watch this movie. And then everyone, like, at certain points in the film, you're going to get a pop-up. The action's going to freeze. And it says, should he go left? Should he go right? Should he go back? And then like the audience votes. And then based on what the audience votes, then the scene changes and it plays a different scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, I mean, I don't think they're going to do something like this for this movie, but I'm like that's what it reminded me of. I'm like, cause like, how are you going to change, like add that element to, because that's part of the element. Like, okay, yeah, like you can do that storyline, yeah. But then it's not the game. It's just the storyline as a movie, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know.
And basically, what the game is too is like the actors that are in the game, the characters that are in the game. Those actors acted that out, and then they just animated it, and like it looks like the actors that were acting it out anyway.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? So I feel like it's like, I guess maybe it's for like for people that would never play the game and just want to see what the story is, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just something to me because I feel like it's meant to be a cinematic game anyway. So like, why would you? It feels like it's like okay, well, it's like someone watching it on YouTube. It's like I've already seen this movie, unless they change it up somehow. It's just I'm curious about it. That's all.
Well, it's like Last of Us too, right? Like you could say Last of Us is such a cinematic game. Why would you make it a movie or why would you make it a TV show?
Yeah, true. But Last of Us had actual gameplay where you played through these areas. You were controlling Ellie as she snuck through these things. You were killing.
But it's Until Dawn, doesn't it? Like, isn't it a lot of it is like walking around and like picking up stuff?
No, it's not. I feel like there are sections, like there are small sections where you do move the character through a certain area, but for the most part, it's like, do I go left or right? Do I say this or that? Do I? You know, it's all about. It's kind of like those Netflix ones that they did, where like you can choose and it changes the outcome of whatever the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had the Black Mirror one,
right?
It's like that. It's basically it's already a movie, and you're just kind of watching it and making decisions on what you think should happen.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when you, like when you're watching a horror movie and someone in there really, go out the back door. What are you doing? Well, that's basically this game is the answer to that guy. Like, you always yell for them to go out the back door. Well, now you tell them to go out the back door and they're going to fucking listen. Turns out you were wrong. But yeah. I mean, I think I would check it out though. I'm just out of the sheer curiosity. I would watch in theaters.
I think it'd be fine. And it's also just like not everyone's a gamer, and to go back to The Last of Us, it's like you want as many people to experience this.
Yeah, that's the story as possible. I get that. Yeah, I can see that.
As possible, so I get it, but I don't know if Until Dawn is like revered in its
story. The story, yeah,
Until Dawn is, but the other ones aren't really that good.
Yeah, they're cheesy. They're cheap slasher movie ripoffs. So uh-huh. It's a choose your own adventure slasher film.
Right.
It's like Friday the 13th is a great movie if you like horror movies, right? But it's not a cinematic masterpiece that everyone needs to fucking see.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so like Last of Us, like the storytelling in that game is fucking amazing. God of War as a film or as a series would be amazing because it's got an amazing story that people should see, that should experience, right?
Yes, but for God of War, I do feel like it is a little too grand that
It won't translate as well. But what I mean though is it's like it's something where like I feel like if you could experience that story, most people would enjoy it. Like that's why I really like the audiobook version of it. So they did an audiobook version of just the first God of War on PS4.
Yeah, but that's different. They like you don't have to animate anything or
no, I agree. But what I mean is it's a way for someone to experience the story without having to play the game.
Yeah.
So I mean there's ways to do it, but I feel like this isn't one of those games where like people need to experience the story.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
And that's what I mean where it's like, yeah. Like I get it. It's a movie, so like, but at the same time, it's like it's not something that I feel like. Eh, it feels like almost like a cash grab. Like people like horror movies.
Let's make a horror movie.
Let's make a horror movie. Yeah, that's basically how I feel about it.
Yeah, well.
I think on that note, this. Oh, go
ahead. I was asking what else you got.
No, that was it. I think I was going to say on that note, I think we're going to wrap this up. It's about that time. I forgot. It wasn't last week's episode. Last week's episode. No, we did it. Did we do remote last week or you were here?
We did it in the car. Remember?
Yep. We did it in the car. You're right. Okay. So, no, it was a week before that. Like, I almost forgot to post that episode. Like, we recorded the whole episode and then, like, I didn't repost it until Wednesday. I was like, shit. yeah, so this one is going to get posted on time, so don't worry. And on that note, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realpressstart, on Twitters at realpressstart, on Instagram at therealpressstart, and on TikTok at therealpressstart. Like us, rate us, review us, anywhere you get your podcast. On that note, game over. No more questions.
What are we talking about?